The next case is 10,200. It is Edwin F. Jacobson, east of Road 357, east of Marshy Hope Way, being lot 41 within W. Glenn Newton's development, a variance from maximum height requirement. And I will send you down the pictures now of lot 41.
We are dealing with lot 41.
Okay.
Thank you. Where's the gentleman at? But, where's the gentleman at on this? He called the case. Where did the gentleman go?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Right there.
Yeah.
Mr. Jacobson.
Mr. Jacobson. Okay, there he is, there.
We're looking for him.
He was under the bench there.
Yeah, come back up.
You got to come back up. I didn't see if it was billboard.
Is there anything, you don't need to be sworn again now, is there anything else that you would add to this application that you didn't already give the board the first, or the last one?
Anything different whatsoever?
No.
The only difference between this one and the last one is just the actual height that you're looking for.
This one's 4 foot and the other one was 7 foot.
Yes.
That's the only thing different.
One's okay. Trees and one's just to get above the peak.
Yes.
Okay.
This one's for the trees. Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, if you'd ask the opposition to come back up, I have one question for him.
Okay.
If you could do that before you
sure.
Get to that, incorporate his submissions for this case. From the last one.
That's okay.
So the record's clear.
What would be the reason that you weren't here for the initial?
I intended to be, or I would have written you a letter, but I didn't make it back in time.
Oh, okay. And you, sir?
We never received notification of the initial.
Okay. Thank you.
How'd you get notice of this one?
Through the mail. The first one, we never received notification of it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So yours is, you're opposed to the height. That was all. And that's all we're discussing. And yours is the height also.
Well, and where he's positioned in it, too.
Right.
And he told me originally there was only going to be one turbine. Now I understand there's going to be two on there. And it was supposed to be a 2-inch pipe and now here, a 3-inch pipe. And I don't want this thing falling on my house. I've had a new roof for the third time in 13 years because of shoddy people and shoddy work. I don't need another new roof. Because if anything, it's about 30 feet from my bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I listen to this thing every night. And he's saying tractor trailer, how far away? 50 feet? I don't think it's 30 feet away from my house.
Okay.
This one, this house is directly up on the water, and we're opposite the water from him. So this one is even more of a concern as far as the impact it'll have upon the view and the possible economic value that it could bring down on the house.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. What lot do you live in?
Have to see a map, but I can definitely know.
I don't think it's only when I gave it.
What's your clock?
We are 14 or 15.
And this is all water?
This is all water, yes. So sound really travels across that.
How far from across the water from your
100 to 200
feet? 200 feet?
It's really not that far. We can hear whenever they're talking. I'm sure they know what we're talking.
Really?
Okay.
You say you can hear him talking?
Yes.
200 feet away.
Dogs yapping.
Yes, the dogs. I hear the dogs as well.
Constantly.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I've referred to it once before, but just for the record, The ordinary conversation sound level is 60 dB gain, and the applicant has data that supports or says states that the sound of the windmill is 16 dB gain, which is less than a quiet house interior or a rural nighttime.
Okay.
So your main objection is it's close to your house. If you put it on the opposite end of his house, you wouldn't have a problem?
I wouldn't there, no.
You wouldn't?
No.
My objection would stay the same.
Yours would stay the same, but you wouldn't be opposed. It was on the opposite side.
If he put it on the other end of his house where he said he was going to put one there and one on the other end, and the other end apparently are both over here now.
Right.
Okay. Am I correct in assuming the issue behind zoning approval for the windmill has been resolved as to whether or not is there a variance even needed for a windmill being in place?
No, that has not been determined yet.
Mm-mm. That hasn't been determined.
The only purpose of this hearing is for the height.
Okay. Just for the height.
May I ask a question?
Yes, ma'am.
Is there anything to regulate this stuff or any inspections of this after it is installed?
No, but if you're suggesting there should be, then you should contact your county.
Sure, there should be, yes.
You should contact your county councilman, and they can put that in the ordinance.
In this. Sorry?
George.
Oh, okay.
His neighbor.
I'm sorry?
His neighbor.
He's your neighbor?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. Alrighty. Yours too.
I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. And in hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to take case number 10,200 under advisement.
Second. Okay, I have a second to that motion.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we take case number 10,200 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Again, Mr. Texas, your case has been taken under advisement. There may be a decision here made later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning. Okay, sir? So you want to come and get your...
You want the special uses?
I'm sorry?